Welcome to this demonstration of Google Home. And in this demo, I want to show you how I go about changing the synthetic speech language from United States to Australia or to the UK, etc. What you might have noticed in my last podcast that I did on Google Home, I had it set to United States because I wanted to play some games that weren't available with the Australian speech, i.e. English Australia. So I'm going to show you how I changed it, and I'll go back from United States that I've currently got running at the moment back to Australia. Currently got the Google Home app running, and I'm at the main screen of the Google Home app itself. So first of all, we need to go to the menu, and of course I'm using VoiceOver here, so it's going to touch on the main menu button, top left-hand side of the screen.
Main menu button.
And double tap on that.
Signed in as David Woodbridge. David with ER at
G. And I'm going to flick through.
Accounts. Close menu. Google Assistant. Things to ask. Music. Home control. More settings. Button.
And that's what we want, is more settings. One finger double tap.
Back. Button.
And I'm going to flick through again.
Google Assistant. Menu. Button. Account. David Woodbridge. Personal info. Payments. Shared devices.
Okay, and this is what we want. Shared devices.
Devices. Kitchen speaker.
That's my kitchen Google Home speaker.
Toy room speaker.
And this is the Google Home toy room speaker in the toy room where I'm sitting. So let's do that one. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on that one.
Select back button.
And if I flick through.
Toy room speaker. Heading. Menu. Button. Adjust settings for this device.
Okay. Adjust settings for this device.
Device name. Toy room speaker.
Okay. Device name. Toy room speaker.
Device address. 24.
That's the address.
26. Remove device address. Button.
And by the way, that was the, if you like, the address. Postal address or the street address of where the Google Home is currently sitting.
Assistant language, English, United States.
And here we go, assistant language, currently English, United States. So one finger double tap on that one.
Sit back, button.
And then if I flick through.
Language, heading, menu, button. Change your language for this Google Home device.
Okay, change the language for your Google Home device.
English, United States. Selected.
So button. English United States is currently selected. If I flick through.
English United Kingdom, not selected.
Button. English United Kingdom, not selected.
Double tap to English Australia, not selected.
Button. English Australia.
Double tap to select.
Flick to the right again.
English Canada, not selected.
English Canada.
Deutsch, Deutschland.
Deutsch.
Française.
Française.
Française. Canada.
Française. Canada.
Française.
And that's
Canada.
It. Let me flick back.
France, Deutsch, English, English, Australia, not selected. Button.
And I'm going to change the speaker from United States back to English Australia. So double tap on that.
English Australia alert. Change language on all Google Home devices. Heading.
Alert. Change languages on all Google devices because I've got my kitchen speaker as well. So flick to the right.
Your Google Home devices share the same language. This will change them all to English Australia.
Okay, so both the toy room and the kitchen is going to be changed to English Australia.
Cancel.
Button. Cancel button.
Yes. Button.
A yes button. All right. Now, at the moment, where I've got my toy room speaker, it's getting a little bit of electronic interference by other things. So I'm going to go across to the speaker and do a one finger tap and hold on the top of it just to ask it what the time is, and we'll hear the current language, which will be United States. We'll change it to, or I'll change it to English Australia, then we'll hear it again. So just hang on a tick. I'm just going to put my headphones down and my iPhone down, and it's going to get the speaker to talk to us. Okay, so just getting to hold my finger down on the top of the speaker. What is the time?
The time is 3:20 p.m.
Okay, so that's the speaker. So let me just come back to the table. And I'm going to grab my iPhone and my headset here. All right, and let me flick.
Change language, your Google Home, cancel. Yes, button.
And let's do a double tap on yes.
Yes. Française, Canada, not selected, button.
And if I flick back.
Française, France, Deutsch, Dutch, English, Canada, English, Australia, selected, button.
So English, Australia is selected. If I flick back again.
English, United Kingdom, not selected, English, United States, not selected,
so button. English, United States is not selected.
Double
so
tap to select.
Touch top left-hand side of my screen.
Back, button.
Double tap on back.
Back.
And let's just keep things nice and tidy. Top left-hand side of screen.
Back. Button.
Double tap on back again. And if I touch top left-hand side of my screen again.
back button.
Another back button.
Back, loading. Selected, discover, tab, 3 of 3.
And we're back on the discover, 3 tabs. So we touch top left-hand side of my screen.
Main menu, button.
There's our main menu. Okay, so this time, putting my iPhone down again and going to ask it the time, then it should be using the English Australia voice now.
What time is it?
The time is 3:22 p.m.
That sounds like English Australia to me. Let's just do one more. What is the date?
It is Saturday, the 12th of August, 2017.
So we're back to English Australia. And as we heard when I was doing the setup, so is this speaker in the kitchen, i.e. the kitchen speaker. Right, so let me just pop my headphones back on again. Whoops. Grab my iPhone. So I'm going to press the power button on my iPhone. And that completes this demo of changing the speech language, in my case, from United States to Australia. So I hope you've enjoyed the demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.